Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We're going to go right to the phones because I want to spend some time on this subject. We're joined by Dan Brow from, he's the biologist out at Blue Mesa Reservoir, largest reservoir in the state and one of our premier fisheries. And we're going to talk about an event that he's holding out there, or I guess it's more of a program, and the state of that fishery. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Terry. Great to be with you.
Good. Is it sunny out there? I mean, you guys have been getting quite a bit of snow. We have bluebird skies and 50-some degrees. That's probably not the case at Blue Mesa Reservoir.
Well, it's pretty nice out here this morning, nice and sunny. And, yeah, we have been getting good snow, though, and working on building some ice on Blue Mesa Reservoir for ice fishing.
Well, yeah, next hour we're actually going to be joined by a guide you're very familiar with, Andy Cochran, and we're going to talk pretty much about those ice fishing conditions and get a few tips on how to catch those fish. But whether it's through the ice or open water, you're going to start a program pretty fairly shortly, an incentive to harvest some more lake trout. But before we get into the program, why don't you kind of bring us up to speed? Because one time Blue Mesa had these huge, huge lake trout. It still does, maybe not quite the same numbers. And it was also one of the most renowned kokanee fisheries in the area. And we had some issues, and maybe the lake trout grew a little too much. So kind of take us through what's happened and where we're at.
All right, sounds great. Yeah, we've managed Blue Mesa for a long time to be really the state's premier kokanee fishery, to provide opportunities for fishing for kokanee, and really is a big draw in the summertime period for folks that want to come to Blue Mesa and catch and keep kokanee. It also does serve as our primary egg take for kokanee in the state, so we are able to stock up to 26 waters in the state with kokanee. So we really depend on that for statewide the statewide kokanee program. However, what we have seen is that since the mid-1990s, we saw increased predation from lake trout, and that really occurred after the lake trout population became established and became much more successful reproducing naturally within the reservoir. And so we saw that population grow considerably from that time on and put quite a bit of pressure on kokanee.
Now, with that being said, you still want, excuse me, to manage Blue Mesa with the idea that it will produce trophy lake trout, and you still want lake trout fishing to be part of what the activities are there, but it's out of balance right now. There's just too many small lake trout especially, and they compete with the kokanee, and they also stunt the growth, and we don't get as many of the big fish. And you tried some other means to try to balance. How did that go?
Yeah, absolutely. Early on, we did liberalize bag limits for lake trout so that the anglers were able to harvest more lake trout, but we saw the lake trout population continue to climb. So in 2009, we worked to supplement angler harvest by doing fall removal work where we're out using gill nets to remove and target removal of small lake trout. That work early on did focus on really trying to curb lake trout population growth and to get us in better shape and improve survival of kokanee. As time went on, we did shift to trying to have a more balanced approach and to manage for both trophy lake trout and for kokanee. And that was really guided by research that CSU helped us with to really give us to figure out how we could best improve kokanee recovery, and really was focused on small lake trout that are the most numerous and had the greatest impact on that kokanee survival.
Yeah, if you were to assess the lake trout fishery there right now, you'd probably say there aren't quite as many trophy fish in there, but there's still numbers of big, healthy fish. But there's an overabundance of the small fish. What would you say, in the 15, 12 to 24-inch range, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we see a lot of lake trout around 20 inches and smaller. That's really where the greatest number is and the best opportunity for coming and harvesting small lake trout. So,
yeah, and with that, So you want to program, and you and I talked before, and you felt the netting wasn't maybe as effective, and it also maybe wasn't as acceptable to anglers. And so you came up with a program to really have the anglers help you reduce those small lake trout, didn't you?
Yeah, and generally with the fall removal work, we're removing about 1,200 lake trout per year, and anglers are harvesting about 6,000. So we did see that we were able to stop the lake trout population growth. So we were, you know, the combination of harvest and our netting work did stop that population growth. But what we saw was an opportunity to replace what we were doing with the fall netting with increased angler harvest, and came up with an idea for doing that by involving anglers more in the management of Blue Mesa. And this was really, it really started with some input from fishermen at Blue Mesa at one of our sportsmen's roundtable meetings about a year and a half ago.
So the plan is to get anglers involved and give them a chance to win some money. So why don't you outline the program for us? Tell us how it's going to work and what the time periods are.
Okay. Yes, we plan to run our fishing tournament from February 1st through the end of July. And we're really encouraging people to participate and harvest small lake trout. And we are focusing on lake trout 24 inches and smaller because we are really trying to maintain trophy opportunity and want to see anglers release large fish to maintain that opportunity. So focusing this tournament on fish 24 inches and smaller, we're trying to encourage that harvest by having three types of awards. We did tag lake trout within Blue Mesa, and so if you catch a tagged lake trout, you'll receive $250. What we're asking anglers to do is turn in lake trout heads, not whole lake trout. We want folks to go ahead and fillet fish and take care of those fish for consumption, but then turn in the heads to participate in the contest. We will have three freezers set up at Blue Mesa Reservoir, at Elk Creek, at the Iola Boat Ramp, and at the Lake Fork Marina. And so folks will be able to bag fish, fill out a tag, and drop those in a freezer.
And
We'll also have two other freezers at the Gunnison and Montrose Colorado Parks and Wildlife Office.
Now, what happens is, now these tag fish, let's get back to that for a minute. They won't know they have a tag fish because it's kind of an invisible wire tag. Is that right?
It is. It's a tag that we can run a scanner over. It is embedded in the head of the fish, so we're able to scan fish for those tags and then verify that it's one of our tags. And, so in addition to those tagged fish, we also, for every head that's turned in, we have 20 $200 randomly picked prizes. So for every head you turn in, you get a chance at one of those prizes. And then also want to provide three prizes for anglers that turn in the most heads. So first place, they'd receive $1,000. Second place would receive $500, and then third place would receive $250.
And this is going to start in February, right?
Yeah, starting here real soon, February 1st.
And so you could catch them through the ice, and the most fish is accumulative. It's not like the most fish in one day. It goes till the end of July. So if you go fishing there six times, you're going to add up the number of fish you catch on those six trips, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, and so what we're doing is you're involving the anglers to help balance the lake, but at the same time, letting them take advantage of what right now, because there's an overabundance of those small fish, what is a tremendous angling opportunity. And by the way, those small fish are the most tasty. They're the best to eat. And it's always good to let big fish go, keep those genetics in the lake. It takes a long time to grow a big lake trout. And then at the same time, you get a little bit of competitiveness and a little bit of fun involved, and maybe make a little bit of money. What are size limits and bag limits on lake trout at Blue Mesa?
So right now, the regulation in place allows unlimited harvest of lake trout under 32 inches, and that 32 inches is really meant to define the trophy size of lake trout. So generally, 32 inches and larger is really a trophy lake trout.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So did you say 1/32? I got distracted from.
Yeah, and so you can only harvest one lake trout over 32 inches.
And we really tell you, take a picture, put those 32 and bigger back in the lake. They're not that good to eat. And if you want something mounted, the replicas nowadays are so incredible. What do you think the status of the lake trout? By the way, I know Michelle Siebert is listening. And Michelle, we're going to give you plenty of time, I promise. So hang in there. But what do you think the status of big lake trout is in the lake right now?
Well, certainly talking to anglers, there's the impression there are fewer large lake trout. But what we have noticed is that if we can improve the number of kokanee as compared to lake trout, we tend to see more trophy lake trout harvested, and we would expect to see improved growth of trophy lake trout and better condition of lake trout. So we're really trying to get to the position that we're maximizing our ability to grow those large fish by creating some better balance within the reservoir.
Well, and, you know, even though there's lesser numbers, I think the opportunity is still there that at any time you could catch a 30, a 20, or even a 40-pound lake trout, don't you?
Absolutely. We still see a good number of large lake trout when we're sampling at Blue Mesa.
And we get those kokanee back up. What is the status of kokanee? How are we doing with that?
We have seen improved kokanee abundance in Blue Mesa, and so we are in better shape than we were when we really saw things bottom out around 2009. So we are in better shape. We do see good kokanee numbers moving into 2020, so we'd expect fishing for kokanee to be pretty good this coming year.
All right, I was going to talk to you about the brown trout, but we're way over time. We'll have to do that another time. But if people want more information on the contest, where do they find it?
We do have information on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. All the information on the tournament is available on our website. So it can also be reached at the Gunnison office. And the phone number there is 970-641-7060.
All right. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. Sounds like a great opportunity to catch some fish, take a few home to eat, and help the management of the lake. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.
You bet. That's Dan Brow from Parks and Wildlife. By the way, I mentioned early, Andy Cochran from Blue Mesa Guide is going to join us in the second hour, and he might give you a few pointers on how to get out and get started earning some of that money. We'll take a quick time out. We come back. Michelle Siebert is going to join us from Bar Lake and tell us about dozens of eagles you can go out there and see on Terry Wickersham Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.